Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
If Iran cheats, the world will know it. If we see something suspicious, we will inspect it. Iran's past efforts to weaponize this program will be addressed. With this deal, Iran will face more inspections than any other country in the world.
The press says it's about accountability, but is this a good deal for us in the USA? What do you say? 855-266-5283, the digits right from the get-go. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Iranians are waiting to see this push all the way through, meaning lift the sanctions. Take the sanctions away. Because the sanctions in some areas are crippling to them. Although the banking sanctions didn't kick in full force, because I think that would have been the real kick in the head. It's interesting. There have been 460,000 social media mentions of the negotiations, did you know this, with a reach of more than 56 million people from Iran in the past 3 days. Very big in social media. We know that from before, meaning when there was a little bit of a resolution, of a resolution and no resolution about 8 years ago, we saw what happened. The world got to find out what was going on because media was shut down, and the tweets is what we relied on. So this is a big deal for Iran because it means the end of the economic sanctions they're facing now. So younger people and older people, of course, have been watching this. They want the sanctions gone. They want them gone. That's the key thing. One of the tweets, because I went through some of them, and I think other people have picked up on this because this pretty much sums it up. People care in Iran about the fact that hospitals in Iran are falling apart. And that is because of what has happened with the sanctions. So now they got this framework. And they have this agreed upon framework. Congress has to decide what they want to do. And there'll be others that will try to influence, I'm sure, along the way. Because remember, there's other countries involved, five other countries, until the final deadline. The final deadline isn't until June 30th. So after all that work, a week of solid negotiating, Iran, the U.S., other world powers say, boom, let's do the photo op. Let's do the selfie. We have the framework for the nuclear agreement. We have it. We're ready. We're ready. But not so fast. The whole accountability thing, lifting the sanctions prematurely would be disastrous. So that's not going to happen until the end of June anyway. And what will Congress debate or have to say about it? They're going to want to see all the specifics of the deal. So hopefully there's more than just bullet points, which I believe there is a very thick agreement. But the president himself said it. There would have to be those inspections, not pushing off the inspections, zeroing in specifically on the inspections and have a thorough job done and check often. Even surprise inspections, I think, would be well warranted. And will Iran get a nuke anyway? You know, the answer to that question is, I think they still get a nuke. And when we say a nuke, you know, centrifuges, etc., how much are we talking about? A handful? To Israel, one is too many. Any bomb is too many. And Netanyahu is pacing frantically, I'm sure, back and forth. Because he didn't want to see this happen. That's why he made an appearance in Washington, among other reasons. And the bane of his existence is what happens with Iran. And now a deal with the United States and other world powers. Netanyahu doesn't like this. I mean, if there is a country he could eliminate on his short list, this would be the only country, Iran. You have to remember the feelings go deep and go back for a long time. Partially with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad constantly saying that there was no Holocaust, that it's just nonsense that was made up, constantly slamming Israel. I mean, those relations, I don't know which is frostier, the relationship between Iran and Israel or the relationship between the president and Netanyahu. I'd say in that case, that specifically is a toss-up. Not Netanyahu's relationship with the U.S. and Congress and others, but just with the president. You want to throw in your two, you can. I'll say it again. Here's the digits, 855-266-5283. All right, closer to home and really the big buzz in the backyard, because we've just been droning on and on about Iran. I think it's significant and it's important, and that's why we start with it, and that's why I had massive experts on, people I respect, to talk about all sides of the whole Iran thing. But Indiana is now in massive, massive, massive damage control mode. The Indiana Governor Mike Pence signed into law today, so a week after the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, revisions in that act. And it removes the fear that would allow businesses to discriminate against gays and lesbians, is what Mike Pence said. When he signed the original bill, he was smashed from all sides. He was blindsided. He had no idea. With state businesses just protesting. So Pence said that he would fix it. They came up with a proposal that has different language, and it makes it clear that the law doesn't discriminate against anyone. It, you know, in fact, pretty much what the Speaker of the House, the Indiana House Speaker, said is, Hoosiers value gays, straights, blacks, whites, religious and non-religious. We value each and every Hoosier. But will these changes work, or is it too late? The NCAA president, Mark Emmert, said that the association is very pleased with the revisions. But how about this? Angie's List, which has become huge, they say they're rejecting the compromise. And that's a local company. They're rejecting the compromise. And then you have Arkansas watching what's going on in Indiana. They signed on Thursday their state's new religious freedom bill. How about that? Interesting. So I think there'll still be some fallout in Indiana, although they're trying to squash it. You heard it. We take any Hoosiers, all Hoosiers, doesn't matter. And that's probably enough to push aside maybe some that were fearful of it, where they had events scheduled in the future. But I don't know that it's going to pull some people back in that had tickets to the Final Four. Well, we'll see if economically it's crippling to Indiana. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about the New York Auto Show and Easter candy. Oh, you don't want to miss it. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We and our international partners will provide relief in phases from the sanctions that have impacted Iran's economy. And if we find at any point that Iran is not complying with this agreement, the sanctions can snap back into place.
All right, John Kerry, we had to throw him in and give him his just due, I suppose. Secretary of State. Remember people said about Clinton, boy, she went everywhere, but did she ever do anything? Was there ever a big change? Was there ever some deal? Well, this is a deal. Whether it's a raw deal or it's a great deal remains to be seen. But the emphasis is, both from the president and John Kerry, we will have accountability. And they better say that, because if you lift this veil off and then we get stoned by, like that word, stoned by the Iranians, that is bad news, because it means that we had the economic sanctions on Iran and it was effective. You don't have 56 million people on edge in Iran hitting social media wanting to know every detail of the negotiation because it's affecting them and what their ability to make a living or things that they want to do because of the sanctions that were clamped down on the country. And they weren't clamped down as much as they could have been either in the banking side of things. So once that is removed, Kerry knows this, the president knows this, Congress knows it. That's why they're going to pick it apart. If, and we'll see if Congress signs off on it, if we lift the sanctions, that is our leverage. We give up our leverage. I mean, think of it this way. It's kind of like, I've seen this happen in a couple different places where I've worked, where somebody somebody all of a sudden gets some great big awesome offer. Oh, I'm going to go work for Apple. I'm going to go work for whoever. And they're going to get great benefits, and they're getting X amount of money, and they're getting all these things. And then they leave the job they like, but they decide, it's the same old thing. And then they make the leap, and oh boy, the things they were promised, yeah, it doesn't happen. Because they didn't have a contract that specifically spelled it out. They didn't have an employment agreement that specifically spelled out, okay, you're going to get XYZ, and then somehow that didn't filter through HR, and whoops, they have to fight and claw and beg for everything they were promised. So if we're promised, and it's not just the United States, because there's other countries in the mix of this, but of course the United States is going to bear the brunt of it if it doesn't work out. If the sanctions are lifted, then that becomes a huge mistake. I mean, what is the accountability? The desire for the Iranians to remove the economic sanctions, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think that people could, I think the people could care less in that country about the nukes, about research, development. I don't think they care about that. They care about pulling the sanctions that are hurting them. So we'll see. There's some time, a couple of months, 3 months before the end of June. And we'll see how this all goes down. But the excitement is there that, hey, this is the framework, this is what we have going on, and the people of Iran are the most excited about it. And I think it's a mixed bag when it comes to the United States, a mixed bag. By the way, I promise we're going to talk about Easter candy and cars. We're talking about Iran right now. We have Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Done. I know you're there.
Finally.
Here he is.
Finally. You lost me. I was on earlier, but somehow things got messed up and I didn't get in. I guess Nathan went to work for McDonald's where he could use all the and make lots more money.
That's what we talked about, yeah.
Yeah. You know me. I've got a long memory. Thanks to John Frogman, Kerry, and Neville Chamberlain Obama, peace in our time. Isn't it wonderful? I shall now kneel down and thank God for this wonderful president and this wonderful secretary, just the most wonderful people that could ever be imagined. We should give Kerry the Nobel Peace Prize for bringing about peace in our time. Him and Obama, horse manure. These people have just cut our throats. These people want us dead. They yell chants, death to America, every time they get together. And even their number one top Ayatollah just got through doing that less than a week ago. And they've already cheated on every damn thing that they said they weren't going to cheat on. They're going to keep their uranium. They're going to keep their centrifuges. They're going to go to their secret underground facilities and continue on with their nuclear bomb. And as far as our inspectors goes, you can forget that. They'll get the same runaround that we got over in Iraq with Saddam when we sent our inspectors in there. It's going to be the same story. This is nothing more than a stab in the back in America and Obama's quest to destroy this nation. And that's my two cents on it. Now, for Indiana, I still say, let's give all the gays their own state. Connecticut would be wonderful. They're way, way far, far away. We could get rid of them out there, and they could just put up their little rainbow flag and all pledge allegiance
to
nothing and be happiest little campers in the world, and we wouldn't miss them at all.
You are terrible. I agree with you totally, Dan. Happy Easter on Iran. You know that. I say that all the time, that, hey, this is the problem. Are you really trusting what's happening here? I'm going with Netanyahu. And Sharia law. I mean, look at Sharia law, no doubt about it. I don't agree with you that on the gay issue. Live and let live, for goodness sake. Even Dan, even you have said that. So what are you talking about? It's not, you know, I really think Pence I do. I really think Pence was blindsided. He didn't think that this was going to happen. That was going to be the blowback from what happened with that Religious Freedom Restoration Act. But now it's been changed. I mean, look, you had three, four, five different people that got up and said, we like gay Hoosiers, we like Hoosiers of all colors, of all that. You know, they just went on and on. Like, they went over the top with every other person mentioning every single kind of gender they could think of, any transgender, anything. I mean, it got to the point where they're just, like, broke down the demographics to an unbelievable level. I thought at one point, wow, who am I listening to here? What, I mean, is this a campaign? And is this a secret campaign meeting where they go through every single demographic? It was crazy. So, Easter is coming up, and I'm going to talk about the whole candy thing here in a second. But how about the car show in New York? Oh, cars. Personally, I think when you drive cars off the lot, they depreciate. So, would I pump a ton of money into a car? Not unless I had a ton of money. But the car show in New York City, I saw some of the cars coming out of there. And the kind of money you'd have to spend, though. They had a Porsche Boxster Spider Speedster, and it just was beautiful, right? And they have this Lexus XR, and it's kind of got a Darth Vader grill. A lot of people were talking about that. And, of course, Cadillac. Cadillac has a CT6 that's just fully, fully, fully loaded. You know what the problem is with these fully loaded cars, though? I mean, really. And some of the cars, were you could pay $400,000 for them. The really super tricked out ones. I mean, here's what happens. You could buy a house for that. Here's the thing. If you buy a car like this, you know, you have your dream fantasy, you win the lottery, whatever. You get that tremendous raise when you take over 15 McDonald's, whatever it is. But then you have to realize that this is this technology that you have to be able to work with. You have to be able to work with that technology. So can you drive the car? I have a friend that just happened to. She got a souped-up BMW. She did get a rare Burke and said, I'm just going to lease a little extra. But the problem is she has no idea what she has in the car. I mean, she's like the lost Bond. She gets in the car, and who knows what's going to happen, if the windshield wipers are going to go or she's going to all of a sudden be going 150 miles an hour because of the confusion of how to work it. She's so confused, in fact, that she wants my husband to fly out and show her how to work the car. Listen, I'll pay for the ticket. Get him to fly out and show me how to work the car that I couldn't afford in the first place. Sounds like a good deal to me. What can I say? Easter candy. We didn't even get to Easter candy. I promise before we skedaddle, we'll talk about Easter candy. And we have movies as well coming up. Stay with us.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Green, 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 green. I bet she's in the yard again. I'll have to call the cops. She follows me everywhere I go. I can't make her stop. I swear sometimes she's been inside my house when I've been gone. She's about to drive me crazy. Hey, let me tell you what's going on. Taylor Swift is stalking me.
She's
stalking me.
She's
piling in the backyard now, up in that tall pine tree. With a pair of night vision goggles focused right on me. I swear she's everywhere I go. You know, it's plain to see.
I bet she's in in 3D.
Taylor Swift is stalking me. Oh, Lord.
So who alive doesn't know the song, the Streaker song? Who doesn't know the Streak? I don't care if you're a millennial. I don't care how old you are. I think everybody remembers this song because it's one of those major hits that was funny, that was solid, that just lives on and on and on. And how cool would it be to have your music live on and on and on? And then you're creating new music. So what a great career certainly Ray Stevens has had. Country and comedy legend without a doubt. Ray, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
Before we dive into your new stuff, you got to tell us. You got to give everybody a glimpse behind the curtain. How did the Streak? How did you come up with that in your mind? What spurred that on?
I've always believed that current events are great material for popular songs. And I was on a plane flying from L.A. to Nashville back in '74, I guess.
And I was bored, and they had these little, they still do have these little magazines on the plane to read, and one of them was Newsweek or Time or one of those. And in the back they have these little blurbs about news events, and one of the news items was about a college student in California who took his clothes off and ran through a crowd, and they called it streaking, and I thought, man, now that's an idea for a song. So I got back to Nashville where I live, and put the song together as fast as I could, but by the time I could get in the studio and record it, it was such a hot idea that there were like a dozen other streaking records already on the market. But I think I had the jump on them as far as writing my song, because I had a little more time to put something together that made sense, and I put mine out anyway, and sure enough, it was the one that made it.
So when you were traveling around, and obviously you're performing the song, and there was great animation also that was connected to it, when you were doing that, when you traveled, did people come up to you and say, did you become identified with that song? Hey, you're the streaker guy. You're Mr. Streak. Did that happen to you?
A little. You know, we did a lot of live shows back in those days, and just about every performance for a couple of years, we'd have a streaker. And it was... Excuse me. Sometimes it was really interesting. We had some really pretty girls streak us a couple of times.
You gotta love that, right?
Oh yeah. guys were lining up to sign up for my band. You know.
That's great. Hey, we want to be in that band because they really get the beautiful babes, and we see everything, so it's great.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, people don't talk about this. Well, they do talk about it, but the award shows have become even mega bigger. But the Grammy Awards are always the creme de la creme, we'll say. And you're familiar with the Grammy Awards. And of course, Everything is Beautiful, that nabbed a Grammy Award. What was that like when you heard that you were getting a Grammy?
Well, you know, I was in Australia when they had the awards that year. And so Glenn Campbell got my award for me. And, but it was a real thrill and a real honor. And, the second Grammy I won was for the arrangement of the year for Misty with the banjo. And I was there for that. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And, you know, Glenn Campbell, we see, sadly, you know, his struggles now, and it was just a beautiful documentary, I think, that was made about Glenn Campbell. And it's interesting because you would have been one of his contemporaries. Do you know Glenn really well? Did you know him well back in the day when you were both out there singing?
Yeah, I knew him pretty well. Nice guy, great talent. Well, he could play the guitar like nobody's business, you know, and it was great knowing him, great being associated.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying that, and they talk about his skills on the guitar for sure. All right, so you have a new album, and it's called Here We Go Again. Tell us about recording that and some of the songs that, you know, how you came up with them, because the songwriting process to me is what's so fascinating.
Well, you know, I've been trying to write songs since I was 15 years old, and you kind of learn after so many failures what not to do and how to structure a song. And so I really enjoy that part of the process. It's, I guess, maybe the most creative part of making a record is the song. And, you know, I had a lot of fun putting this album together. I just signed a new deal with Sony Red to distribute my records, and so we'll be not only on iTunes and Amazon and my website, raystevens.com, but in the brick-and-mortar stores also. And they wanted a comedy album as the first release from our association. So I said, great, I think that's a good idea, and I've set about to produce that, and I think it turned out pretty well. I got a lot of my buddies to help me get the songs together, and I didn't write everything in the album, in other words, and so I think it turned out really well.
Yeah, and you mentioned at the top when you're talking about the Streaker song, looking at what's happening in society and paying attention, you know, reading the magazines, seeing what's happening, and that's a big influence for comedy, isn't it?
It's a big influence, yes, for anything, I think. I mean, as far as writing a song about current events, if you can throw in something that's on people's minds, I think it helps.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, I agree. For, of all the shows you played, and there were thousands, is there one moment that you just, it was the place you wanted to play, the crowd was just crazy, and you felt that high that performers get?
Well, gosh, I can't pick one, but there have been several instances like that. Gosh, I've been off the road for 2 years. I'm just going back out as we speak. I signed with an agent a couple, 3 months ago, and we're starting to book show dates right now. So I'm looking forward to getting back out and performing. I'm stammering around here trying to remember a show.
How about the Grand Old Opry? Did you do the Grand Old Opry?
It's always a lot of fun. I just did it, and I sang one of the songs on the new album called Taylor Swift Is Stalking Me, and they loved it. The audience really loved it, and I was so gratified, so flattered that they loved it so much, and the response was just tremendous, and it bore me out on my theory that current events really help. If you sing about something that's on people's minds to start with, it kind of helps a lot, you know.
Absolutely, and you're there in Nashville, and so certainly you know, and everybody knows the lore of the Grand Ole Opry. But what is it about Nashville now? I mean, you've lived there for a long time, and you've seen the transformation. Everybody, Ray, wants to live in Nashville, especially if they're a singer or a songwriter. I mean, it's like now it's sort of the eastern southern version of Hollywood. It's crazy. A lot of people are invading your town. What's that like?
Well, there's a lot of traffic. It's made driving. Oh boy, it's made driving a lot harder, and I don't like that aspect of it. But on the other side of the coin is the fact that we are a thriving city, and you know, I'm gratified that people agree with me that this is a great place to live, because I've loved Nashville ever since I moved here from Atlanta in 1962. So, you know, it's a great place to live. And the New York Times, I think, recently called Nashville the It City. And a lot of people picked up on that in other areas of the media, and I don't know if they use the term It City, but Nashville has been receiving a lot of positive press in the last few months, if not years, and you know, it's people. I talked to a real estate agent the other day, and she said that people are moving to Nashville at the rate of 15,000 per month.
Wow.
And for a small city
15,000.
Like Nashville, that's really an influx. I mean, that's a lot of folks.
That, no kidding, that is a lot of folks. Of all the singers that are out there now that live in your neck of the woods, frankly, who is it that you really say, wow, is it Blake Shelton, who doesn't actually live in your neck of the woods but goes there a lot, Brad Paisley? Who do you hear that you say, that guy really has it, or that woman really has it, and you like to listen to their songs, their music?
Well, you know, all the people you mentioned really have it, and Nashville is so blessed to have the attraction to these folks, and they move here to record, and a lot of them move here to live, and it's just, I don't know, it's a phenomenon. You said it, it's sort of like Hollywood. People are moving here in droves, and it's great to come in contact with these super talented people.
Yeah. Stuff. Here we go again. Pick it up. New album. iTunes everywhere, as Ray said. Brick and mortar, so you can get a copy of it. Ray Stevens, continued success, and we'll look for you on the road. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
All right, we're going to hit the movies, but before we do that, when you go to the movies, you know, a lot of times it's about the candy and the popcorn, and I said Easter candy. People just, besides Halloween, they go through massive amounts of candy. So Kyle steps into the light as he has jumped in and done a great job for Nathan. And Kyle, I got a question for you. So candy, you're not a big candy eater, right? But you definitely were partaking the other day. Didn't you get a candy bar?
I gave in. I got a candy bar and a Coke at the same time.
Oof.
I never eat candy. Don't eat donuts, but I'll binge. Lemonheads, I eat until I sweat.
Oh, Lemonheads. I like Lemonheads, too. What did you get for the candy bar? Do you remember?
Snickers with almonds.
Oh, Snickers with almonds and a soda. You must have been like Spider-Man. Did they have to peel you off the ceiling? Wow.
Actually, I think I went to bed not long after.
That's great. You defied the odds because you normally don't have that much sugar in your body. I love it. All right, so it might be a Snickers bar. It might be, like for me, it would probably be the peanut butter cups if I was getting something from a concession stand, but they're so addicting I try to stay away from that. And Furious 7, do you believe that they made a 7? So we take you to the movies, and that's where we start.
So let me get this straight. There's only one road that leads in or out. Sheer drops on every side. A motorcade from hell protected by a small army from 1 mile in either direction?
Yeah. That's about it.
You done?
No, I'm not done. So you all wanted me to break into a police station. Fine. Then you asked me to stop a tank. I wasn't happy about it, but I did it. Then Then you came up with this brilliant idea to shoot down one of the largest airplanes ever. I shot that out the sky. It's nothing. But this right here, my friend, happens to be the stupidest idea I've ever heard of in my life.
I forgot that you were the only one to bring the plane down.
No, no. The only thing I've ever seen him take down was Tony's Denise. Remember? At prom?
Really, Brian?
Yeah.
You gonna do that right here? So y'all trying to get me off my point.
All right, you got to love it. Furious 7, I mean, talk about how many movies can say they go all the way up to 7. There was like Rocky, right? Rocky 6, and there was questions about more Rockies, which is absolutely insane and crazy. So it's more of the same. Fast cars, hot chicks, the whole thing, great location, all the way across the board. That's Fast and Furious, and this time it's 7. Enough said there. Woman in Gold is our second flick.
We're very sensitive to the government's concerns, Mr. Chief Justice. The can of worms argument. But each country is different and poses different conditions. Unlike, say, Cuba, in Austria's case, there's a treaty, so there's no dispute as to what type of law could apply. We recommend opening the can and extracting just the one little worm with a pair of tweezers and then quickly closing it shut again. The defendants in this case have continuously tried to frustrate our attempts, raising every possible objection, threatening an Armageddon in international relations, but let's put things into perspective here. This is the case of one woman wanting back what is rightfully hers. Mrs. Altman came to America as a young woman in search of peace. Let's give her justice, too.
All right, so in this movie, Helen Mirren stars in the movie. Remember, she was the queen, and it's also got a little Ryan Reynolds in it. Looks like it could be pretty good, and it's a movie that's less than 2 hours. So if you go, you're not sitting through 20 minutes of previews on top of all of that. It's just enough time to soak it all in, and what an incredible story it is. I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but Woman in Gold, I think, will find its home. It may be a rental in the future for some of you. If you have kiddos or grandkids, then maybe perhaps it's an animated weekend for you. The latest one that's out, I mean, animated features just seem to kill it when you go to the movie theaters. This one is called Home. I am Boo.
I know what you are.
Can I come into the out now?
No, you cannot come into the out now.
But I can. You are just having to take away the piece of wood. I would shoot forth the lasers from my eyeballs.
You can do that?
Yes. All right, so Home, it's in a bigger release date now. We talked about it before. It's a 3D computer animated buddy kind of comedy film, PG. They're all rated PG, and it's based on a book by Adam Rex, and it was called The True Meaning Of, and, you know, that's it, Home. So Matt Jones, the names you would really recognize, though, Jennifer Lopez and Rihanna, some of the voices that you hear in the movie Home. And this is, like I said, because of kids, it's a version that's, well, all of them are like that. They make them on purpose that they're not too long, because realizing the attention span of some of the young kids that would be in the audience. And I mentioned, you know, Woman in Gold, and that, I want to go back to that movie for a second too, because Helen Mirren's in it, as I mentioned. Ryan Reynolds is in it. Katie Holmes, who we haven't seen her in a while, she's in this movie. And that's PG-13. So that's a PG-13 movie. Same thing, like I already mentioned. It's under 2 hours. And it's supposed to be actually quite clever. And I think that, as I already mentioned, it finds its home. So does Woman in Gold. And Furious will be the big opening, because they have a rabid audience. From the first one on, it was like gold, using the word gold, because it was a license to just print money. from the first one through six, and it hasn't stopped. I mean, who knows how long they go with Furious. It may be even more than seven, even though they keep saying, oh, this is the last one. I think that if it has legs, which it does, I think that we may see another Furious, which is crazy. I mean, at one point, are we going to see The Rock where he's 80 years old somewhere in a, I don't know, somewhere in a car? Perhaps. The mojo for that is just too high, and it's about money. It's about box office, and it's really tough to, when you have a hit, it's tough for the people, I think, in Hollywood to let it go because of the budgets, what they put into it, and what they know they can reap back. And action films, when they're done well, or they have a specific kind of demographic, then they keep hitting that same demographic. And if you look at Box Office Mojo, who has Box Office Mojo, and what's tops at the box office? Well, there's a movie that's out. It's only in its second week. Kevin Hart, the comedian, couldn't be hotter. And Will Ferrell, they teamed up for a movie called Get Hard. And the idea is that Will Ferrell has to go into prison, and Kevin Hart is going to help him realize how he makes that transition into prison. So the premise is kind of funny. And it had a wild debut. I mean, it debuted at $52 million, and they think they're going to have another big weekend because of the way the two of them interact. And then, of course, there's the second book, The Insurgent. Remember, there was The Insurgent and there's The Divergent. It's a franchise. There was a series of books written by Veronica Roth. I think there's three of them. And you have Shailene Woodley, who's very, very popular. So this finds its audience, too, as well. And it's only going into its second week, and they think it's that the movie ultimately, with overseas and domestic, probably tops the $200 million range. Probably, I say, because it's not out of the gate. It's not looking that way. And the first one was just really, really super powerful. You have these, they're sort of, well, they are peers, Jennifer Lawrence, Kristen Stewart, and then you have Shailene Woodley, and the three of them, those three young actresses, have hit on something, whether it's a little bit of action or fantasy, sci-fi, whatever it is, they seem to have hit on franchises. Kristen Stewart had it with, it wasn't horror, it was the werewolves and vampires series was big. Jennifer Lawrence, she has the mojo as Katniss Everdeen. And then you have Shailene Woodley, who's got Insurgent and Divergent, and probably the third coming out, too, as well. If you go to the movies, remember, send us a cheap movie review, americatonight.net. If you do that, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Make it count, everybody.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.